Has anyone here ever chafed at someone telling you what to do? How to live your life, how to run your home, how to raise your children, or even how to think? Anyone? Most of us, I think, at some point resist that kind of control, don't we? Now, like most animals, we humans have a strong, instinctive desire to be free, don't we? We don't like to be micromanaged or boxed in. We don't like having our autonomy curtailed by institutions, by authoritarian governments, by rigid school rules or religious edicts. In fact, America itself was founded on the dream of freedom. Freedom from tyranny, freedom from imposed religion, freedom from being told how to live. We often imagine freedom as the ability to do whatever we want, freedom from obligation, from limitation, from expectations and control. And of course, there's truth in that. And many of us arrive in Unitarian Universalism having thrown off the rigid chains of belief systems that try to define us. We come yearning for a deeper freedom, a freedom of the soul. The freedom to ask questions, to believe in something or not to believe in something, to name our truth, and to explore what's sacred in our own way. But freedom alone isn't the whole story. Because freedom, if it's only ever about the self, can become lonely, or aimless, or even destructive. And freedom without connection can lead to isolation. Freedom without purpose can lead into drifting. So true freedom, my friends, the kind that we nurture here, is not freedom from responsibility. Rather, it is freedom for some higher value. In fact, it is actually the freedom to choose responsibility, to choose to be part of something, to choose to say yes, to choose to uplift our community and the world. And that is where our Unitarian Universalist theology meets our lives. We don't hand down dogma in Unitarian Universalism. Instead, we offer something more radical. As Jill mentioned earlier, we offer the free and responsible search for truth and meaning, which means that we are both free to find our way, but also responsible to do it with integrity and purpose. And people often say, oh yeah, Unitarian Universalism, where you can believe whatever you want, but that's actually not true. We choose our beliefs based on a sense of integrity and purpose and stemming out of shared values. And of course, our faith gives us something to hold us together as we journey, which we spoke about earlier, and that is covenant. We are not a creedal faith. We are a covenantal faith, which means we are not bound by shared belief or enforced edicts, but by shared promises to care for one another, to listen, to stay at the table, to keep showing up, to keep endeavoring to be our most loving selves. Responsibility in our tradition isn't just about doing chores or being dutiful. It's actually a spiritual practice. It's a freely chosen act of love and service. And of course, ultimately, we want the freedom to be able to choose our responsibilities and let love guide us. Love, which is at the center of our tradition. The Jewish Talmud reminds us, you are not obligated to complete the work, but neither are you free to abandon it. My beloveds, none of us has to carry everything, has to do everything, has to change the world by themselves. But each of us is responsible for some part of the great work of love and justice. And that will look different for every single one of us. And I invite you to check within your heart and see what that call is for you. Let me share a story about a woman who joined a congregation a lot like ours. Her name was Jenny. And she'd been coming to her UU congregation for a while, mostly sitting in the back, not getting too involved. She said she came for the music, the sermons, and the quiet space to reflect. And it gave her something important to think about during the week. But she liked slipping in and disappearing quietly from the sanctuary so as not to be noticed or asked to do anything. Anyone familiar with that feeling? I won't make you raise hands. One Sunday, the minister announced that the hospitality team, which is a team that prepares coffee and snacks for us, needed help. And Jenny thought to herself, well, I don't have time for that. And I'm not a joiner. I just would really rather show up and leave. But as she slipped out that day, something began to stir in her. And the next week, she looked for the volunteer coordinator and she said, you know what? I'd actually like to sign up for that hospitality thing, whatever that is. let me help with a coffee hour. And then something happened. Behind the coffee table, she started talking with people she hadn't met before. And she laughed with a teen who spilt lemonade. And she learned the name of a longtime member who had just lost his spouse. And she started to feel, without even realizing it, that she was part of the place and that her presence mattered. And slowly she began dipping her toes more deeply into this community, and she began taking responsibilities for small things, like making sure there was always enough coffee. And months later, when a new visitor arrived, looking anxious and unsure, just like she had, it was Jenny who walked over to her and said, "You are welcome here," and helped her settle in and feel comfortable. Now, Jenny didn't lose her freedom by taking responsibility, right? But she found a deeper kind of freedom, the freedom that comes from belonging, from being needed, from knowing that you matter. Because that's what spiritual responsibility is. It isn't about giving yourself away. It's about showing up and in doing so, discovering the fullness of who you are. Who here has grown by participating at Chalice? Look around. Look around at almost all the hands here lifted up. And so today we welcome 17 new members into this beloved community. 17 people who have said yes to being part of this fellowship. Not to certainty or perfection, because believe me, like nothing in life, we are not perfect. Sorry to disillusion any of you who thought we might be. But we try again, we come back to the table. And we are a living, breathing, evolving congregation of ordinary humans. So my beloveds, you're not asked to become anyone but yourself. But you are invited to bring your full self into this circle. Bring your gifts, bring your questions, bring your voice, bring your love, and bring your commitment to adding your piece to this whole puzzle, this beautiful puzzle which just keeps growing and growing over the years. It's not a finite puzzle, it's an expanding puzzle to which you add your piece. And that is the dance of freedom and responsibility. You get to be wholly yourself here, and you become part of something larger than any one of us alone. Which brings me to my next chapter. Now, as many Chalice members know if you read my email, after 9 years of serving this community and 10 years since my ordination, I'm going to be taking a sabbatical beginning next January. And this is a sacred time of rest, reflection, and reconnection. And it's both a freedom and a responsibility. Freedom to step back and listen for what wants to emerge in me and in our ministry so that I can serve you better when I come back. And the responsibility to use the time wisely, to return to you renewed with fresh inspiration and hopefully no broken feet this time. But of course, this isn't just my sabbatical. This is also your time of freedom and responsibility. Freedom to show up, freedom to step forward, freedom to be creative, to lead, and freedom to try something new, to say, I've got an idea, or I want to help, or let's build something together, or if you want to speak, let me know. Freedom to come up here and share your story too. And also the responsibility to keep showing up and helping this beautiful community grow and evolve both spiritually, psychologically, and financially. Because Chalice has never relied on one person. Chalice isn't me, Chalice is all of you. And as most of you know, this beautiful community was founded by a group of families in the 1960s who wanted a community that taught progressive values to their children. And they built it from the ground up. All of this is because of them. So this community belongs to all of us. We all have the responsibility as members to help our community flourish. Are you willing?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit more emphatically. Are you willing?
Yes.
Thank you. My friends, in our faith, freedom doesn't mean a license to withdraw. Because we value interdependence. Freedom is the grace to choose with care, with courage, with compassion, what your next responsibility might be, what gift you might want to share next. And that responsibility shouldn't be a burden. I always say, if it feels like a burden, don't do it, because you bring the wrong energy. If it feels like a joy, something you want to offer, bring it into this community. It's a blessing. It's a sign that you matter, that your gifts matter to the whole, that your presence here makes a difference. And of course, as so many of you mentioned during our joys and concerns, freedom and responsibility also call us as a community to create a better world for all. And we know that we can do so much more together than we can do alone. The great congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis wrote, "Freedom is not a state, it is an act. It is not some enchanted garden perched high on a distant plateau where we can finally sit down and rest. Freedom is the continuous action we all must take, and each generation must do its part to create an even more fair and just society." So Lewis reminds us that freedom is not passive. It's not something we inherit and simply enjoy, but it's something that we create together, something we renew together again and again, especially these days, my friends. Our work is never done. Freedom is not simply the right to be ourselves. It is the responsibility to build a world where everyone can be free. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's where we as a congregation come in. We're not just a community of individuals seeking personal and spiritual growth. That's really important. And we are a community of conscience, a movement of love and justice, and a living covenant that says we will not abandon the work of love. We will not turn away from those who are suffering. We will not settle for comfort when what is needed is courage. If we want to live in a world where truth is honored, where love is practiced, where all people can thrive, then we must act, not just as individuals, but as a body, as a whole, as a spiritual community committed to collective liberation. And of course, we do that every time we take responsibility to advocate for the rights of marginalized people, to show up to a protest or vigil to stand for the rights of all, to write postcards for a just election, to help feed the unhoused, to gather food for manna, to do racial and climate justice work together, to teach our children what it means to be kind and brave, to support families and singles, to nourish our elders or gather in circles for deep listening, to care for the sick, and vote for a budget that reflects our values, and say yes to taking on leadership even when we're unsure. Now, none of these are small things. They are acts of freedom and acts of responsibility. And every one of them proclaims, the world is not yet what it could be, so we are not yet done. We have a strong purpose for living and gathering in community. So, my beloveds, let us take up this freedom, not just as a privilege, but as a purpose. Let us wear our responsibility not as a weight, but as a badge of love. And let us be the generation that, as Lewis said, does our part. Because when we do, we move closer to the world that we dream of, not perched on a distant plateau, but built step by step, side by side, right here in this beloved community. The Sufi mystic Rumi wrote, "Freedom is found in surrender and the joy that rises from serving love itself." Serving love itself. And that is the kind of freedom we are called to live for, my friends. So today, let us welcome these new members as partners in the great work of love and justice. Let us co-create a community with open hands and courageous hearts. And let us share in the gift of this community by each taking a role, your role, in its flourishing. And let us share the sustenance we gain from this community by going out and transforming the wider world with more love. May we live in this sacred paradox that we are most free when we are most connected, that we are most alive when we choose to love, and that the path of freedom walked together responsibly becomes the road to beloved community for the whole world. May it be so.